All right, before we get the show started, I have to give a huge shout out to a special group of individuals that I like to call my Patreon podcast producers. And you know what? They're all on Instagram, so make sure you give them a follow. Daryl at Your Level Fitness, Caitlin at Caitlin Elise, put three Y's in her name, Joey at Joey Losing Weight, Vanessa at Vanessa Ray's Journey, and Amanda at Mutz underscore and underscore Miles. These guys are helping this show to move forward in a huge, huge way. And if you want to join this special group of individuals, make sure you stay tuned at the very end of the show for more details. Are you Team Apple? I got to shout out all of you checking out this show right now on an iPhone, iPad, etc. In fact, nearly 70% of you are listening to me on one of these devices. It would mean the world to me if you took a moment to leave a review. This is one of the best things that you can do for this podcast to help get the word out. And while you're at it, leave reviews for some of your other favorite shows. I bet they would really dig it. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Is this weird or what?
I know. So where do you live?
I'm in Virginia.
Okay.
I'm on the northern part of it, about 15 to 20 minutes outside of Washington, D.C.
All right. That's cool. The number that popped up, it was like 1703 or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, recently we had just, switched, prescribers. So it was, I don't know, we have all these crazy numbers calling us.
Oh yeah.
So when you called me, it was just kind of funny because it was like, what?
I know there was a little bit of a delay there. So I was like, all right. Maybe it just hasn't gone through. It might not have rang yet, but you were probably thinking like I think, and you're like, this is probably a spam call. Don't answer it.
It was. It was kind of, I was like, I was expecting it to be you, but at the same time, I was like,
Michelle, we have some great products. Can we interest you in some detox teas and some wraps and some quick fix diet pills? We have all kinds of stuff to sell you here today.
I like Amber. I think she just posted one of those memes. It was, you know, like, don't call me unless you have like buffalo chicken wraps or something.
Oh, I died when I saw that.
Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's my jam. Like, buffalo chicken wrap.
Hey, that's the kind of wrap that I can get behind. Anything else, I'm just not really down with it, but chicken wraps, buffalo chicken wraps, or yeah, any kind of wraps, because I love burritos, tacos. I'm one of those kind of dudes. I love it. So if you got some of that, I'm looking for that. If it's the miracle wraps for your body, no thank you.
Right.
Is this your first podcast you've ever done?
This is my second.
Your second?
Yeah, my first was Daryl's.
Here we go.
No.
I love making it just a point to either mention him in a podcast or bust balls or something. So this is the part where I'll bust his balls because I didn't get you on first. We have this imaginary competition that I just now made up. And so like,
oh, yeah?
When he gets people before I get people, I'm like, bad Daryl. No, I'm kidding. How did that go? What was your first impressions of doing a podcast?
Well, I don't know. There's like so many things I need to say with that.
Sure.
I'm nervous with any podcast.
Sure.
His was so short, and I didn't even like realize that while I was on it, you know, like, I don't, you know, I was like talking and talking and talking and talking and talking and talking. And then and it was like, it was only supposed to be this 15 minute podcast. I was like, oh, okay. I did. Okay. I'm sorry. And so then, but he also has a very fast turnover.
Yes.
With his podcast. So, I don't know. I was telling Crystal before I got on with you, or maybe it was Amanda. I feel like I'm outgoing, but also not outgoing at the same time.
Oh, that makes a ton of sense.
Yeah. So if I can feel like I'm in charge of it, I it's okay. Like if I go out in public and I'm shopping and I want to talk to somebody, I'm okay with it. You know, like,
right.
You know, I'm like, hey, you know, does this curtain go with this curtain? Because I feel like I would like this, but I don't know. What do you think? And people are just like, I don't know. I don't know what to say. Because we live in a society where we just, you know, we text and we don't communicate with each other when we're out in public. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, so it's like, I feel like I can be outgoing in that aspect. But then when it comes to this podcast thing, it's like, well, what kind of questions are you going to ask me? Because, you know, I need to know.
That's the million dollar question, right?
Yeah. So I feel like very, I don't know, nervous about what you're going to bring up.
Like, yeah. Well, this podcast is really, I mean, it's about discovery, right? So like, mm-hmm. you know, we're literally talking for the very first time. I mean, there's DMs and you mentioned a little bit about that. And I mean, I should just say like on a sidebar, just really quickly, how interesting that is, how far we've come over the years that now, because technology has become more prevalent, now we communicate far less, unless it's by some sort of text. Like this idea of, oh, I'm going to call somebody, like that just sounds like scary. And I feel like people of like 30 years ago just didn't give a shit. Like they're just like, hey, yeah, whatever, call me. It's, you know, whatever. And because they didn't have any other option unless it was face to face. And so now we live in this world where there's so much technology, we can kind of like be shielded by our phone or our computer. And it's just, I just have to say how crazy that is.
It is.
And and I'm introverted already. I mean, to a point. I mean, it's, I have to say that, like, and people don't believe me when I say it because I come on the podcast and I sound very comfortable with somebody that I've never spoken with. But like, I was explaining this today to somebody at my job. We had a couple of new hires and the one person that works there said, hey, this is Gary. Oh, by the way, he does a podcast. And they're like, oh, what's your podcast about? And I'm like, well, I talk to strangers on Instagram that I've never, you know, talked to before ever. And their jaws were just dropped to the floor. Like it's funny to kind of explain that, but it's just like, and then I'm like, oh, by the way, I'm also an introverted person. So this is something that gets me out of my comfort zone. Like, you know, I mean, if I didn't know you like on Instagram and I just passed you on the street, there's a good chance we're not going to communicate unless we caught eye, maybe like a head nod, like, oh, hey, how you doing? Like maybe at the very minimal level, but we're certainly not going to stop and sit down for an hour on a conversation and like have you tell me your life story. Like it's just not going to happen. So when people hear like what this is about, they're just like, whoa, this is crazy.
Right. I feel the exact same way. It's just, I don't know. You feel like you're either in charge or you're not in charge.
Yes.
And I don't know. Yeah. When I'm like out in public and I'm trying to be outgoing and whatnot, then it's very comfortable and I feel okay with that. But then like when someone's like, hey, yeah, Gary's gonna call you and he's gonna ask you a bunch of questions that you don't know what's coming up, I'm just like, I don't know, you know, like right before I was just like panic attack. I was like, oh my god, like, what is he going to ask me?
I'm just unsure. On one end, I'm like, God, is it really explained to you like that? And it's like, you know, for the most part, that is absolutely true. But the other part of it that I guess wasn't explained because, you know, context is everything, is that, you know, the people that come on here, I want them to feel as comfortable as possible. And it's just like, you know, I feel like after the hour is done, if anybody's heard this podcast, after the hour is done, like, first of all, the person can't believe we've gone an hour. And then second, they're just like, wow, that was like one of the most laid back things I've ever done.
Right. I don't know. Yeah. I don't say that to, you know, make you feel like I don't want to talk to you. I don't know what the words are. it's just myself. I just feel like I don't know what I'm getting into. And so I feel very apprehensive about the conversation, you know, like, it's like, oh, okay. And then, also what I was telling, I think it was Amanda.
Yeah.
Daryl's podcast is overturned very fast. Like,
oh yeah.
You know, like after we had it, like I talked to him, I said, I don't know how that went, you know, I don't know, maybe like a couple hours later, he's like, oh, it's out there. So then I could get on and be like, even though that wasn't great either, listening to yourself,
never gets, you know, easy.
I could see how it went. Like I could tune in and be like, okay, how'd that go? Yours is like weeks out.
Yeah.
So
you have so much time. Okay. I'm going to peel back the curtain. I rarely do this, Michelle, but I'm going to do this just for you and for the people at home. Peel back the curtain. We are recording this on Tuesday, October 29th. The people of this, the listener base of this podcast is not actually going to hear this. Well, the Patreon people will hear it on December 6th, and then the wide public release is going to be December 11th. So that is when this podcast will be heard. So we're talking like well over a month away. So all the time to prepare, you've got all the time to prepare yourself to listen back to how awesome you were on this podcast. Trust me on that.
No. You're like, you're telling me how awesome I'm going to be, but in my head, I'm like, nope. It's like a month of just like thinking about it. Like, I'm just going to be thinking about like, how did that podcast go? How is he going to break it down to where I don't sound completely crazy? How's it going to,
you know? Well, wait a minute. Why do you think you sound crazy? And I know I get it. Like, that's something that a lot of us think about. Oh, I think I'm crazy, or I think I'm weird. Like, we all have something that we think about ourselves that maybe is not entirely accurate. When you say you sound weird, like, why do you think that?
My voice.
Okay. What's wrong with your voice? It sounds clear. It sounds loud. It sounds like you're into the conversation. You're coming in loud and clear, my friend. What's up with the voice? What don't you like about it?
I don't know. Thank you about that. I feel like your voice sounds like a radio voice.
It sounds my even voice. Better when it's processed. I hate it. I hate it. Like right now, like me hearing it right now, I don't like it. But when I throw it through the processing, I'm like, okay, I could listen to this. But yeah, your voice. What about it? Come on.
I don't know, man. I feel like my voice, I don't know. I feel like it's one of those, you know, back in the day where you had to like record your voice message.
Right.
You know, like, hey, this is Michelle. Mr. Call, leave a message after the beat. Like, and then I don't know if everybody else felt this way. Maybe it's just me, but I always felt like I listened to that and I was like, ooh, that's what I sound like, you know.
You used to leave all that on your voicemail, because I have to tell you, my parents, they put me in charge of leaving the voicemail message on our home phone. And I think it's finally gone now, but they had me record this. God, this was in the 90s. And they are literally like, we want you to keep it short. And I'm like, well, what does that mean? Keep it short. Like, keep it short. And I'm like, oh, hey, you've reached us. We're not around. Blah, blah, blah. Like, no, it's too long. Keep it short. I'm like, fine. And they said, okay, record now. And I said, you know what to do. Ding. And then like that was it. It was so short and to the point.
That's so funny. I feel like maybe that's in my head. I always wanted to do something that short, but it never ended up like that. Like, it was always just this like random talking. Like I always say, like, I'm either outgoing or I'm not. And when I'm outgoing, I'm just like, I just keep talking. So I feel like when it's like one of those things, like, I'm just like, yeah, listen, you need to leave a message. Okay. And then you just like keep talking and you're just like, what is happening? I don't know. Like, all these words are coming out of my mouth.
And now, like, we don't even want to leave our actual voices on the voicemail. No. Like, all the phones, they have that option where you can just do like the standard, you have reached area code 70385, you know, like, it's just like a generic message. Like, I don't want my voice on an answering machine now, like, or a voicemail. Answering machines don't even exist anymore, I don't think, but voicemail, like, I don't want my name, my voice on there. Like, you know who you're calling. Come on now. And plus I got bill collectors. I don't want them to know who they're calling.
right exactly.
Heard enough from these people, damn it.
No, they should even know who they're talking to right now.
No kidding. I mean, they should be well aware.
Exactly.
So one of the things I like to do to kind of give people a little bit of a background is like, you know, obviously we'll get into your story, but how did we come together? Because this is always the interesting thing. I have the worst memory ever. I feel like both of us and anybody that's listening to this, that's a part of the Instagram community, like, they can identify, well, when did you get in touch with this person and blah, 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 blah. Do you have any idea how we connected on Instagram?
I did. One, I will touch on that. I have the worst memory ever as well. So, if it comes to me and you for trying to remember something,
we're screwed, basically, you know, is what you're saying.
Yeah. I feel bad for somebody. Two, I think, it was the Daryl Perry podcast.
Good old Daryl.
Good old Daryl. My husband is a podcast person.
Really?
And yeah, he is.
A listener or a producer of one?
A listener.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. And, he's, like a Joe Rogan.
Oh yeah.
Kind of podcast person. And so, you know, I was like, what are you listening to? Like, that's so boring. Blah, blah, blah. Then I started getting into the weight loss community and whatnot. And then, the Daryl Perry podcast. And so then, my husband was like, we have, you know, like the Spotify, so you can like listen or you can download. I was like, oh, okay. I didn't know anything about that. And so,
yep.
You know, you guys had, I think, mentioned on a couple of your podcasts, like, you can listen on Spotify. So I started listening to the Daryl Perry podcast. And then I did his podcast. And then I started, you know, like, venturing out to listen to different podcasts. And yours was one of the first ones that I decided to listen to.
Well, then you should have already known what you got yourself into then. Now, shouldn't you have?
I don't think I messaged you about it, but I did Willie Gillis because he said something about having me on. And I was like, oh, that freaks me out.
Wow.
I started listening to some of his podcasts, and I was like, you know, I, you know, touched on different things about different people's podcasts to him. And I was like, and if you're wondering why I knew about these things, it was because I was researching your podcast to try to not make myself feel so crazy when
okay.
I was going to be on your podcast, you know, like, I was like, oh, like, if you're going to talk to me, I need to know what you're going to talk to me about.
100%. That's totally fair. So are you telling me that we actually got you before the Almighty Willie Gillis program? What I live yeah. for. Wow. Okay. Now mm-hmm. I feel honored because between Daryl's podcast and Willie's podcast, like, goddamn, there's nothing left for me. Okay. Like, I don't know what's going on here. These guys have come in and they just swept the whole market up. These little son of a bitches.
Well, no, I haven't. Yeah.
I love them.
So I've only communicated to Willie on Messenger. I haven't actually been on his podcast, so you got me before him.
All right. Well, so. we have to keep this quiet because it doesn't come out until December. And if nobody else knows that you're coming on here, other than obviously you've told Amanda and or yeah. Crystal, as long as the word doesn't get too far, we may get this thing out before these other guys come and swoop you up with their 24-hour turnarounds.
Yeah, I know. They're so fast. How do they do that? I don't know.
I like to spread it out like a fine meal. You take your time. You're very slow and patient. And, you know, we could talk now and we can finish this talk in December. And when everybody else hears it, it'll be wonderful. It's nice and spread out.
Right.
Plus, you know, it's just a good thing. I like to save it. And then that way I don't kill myself with, you know, with burnout, basically, of trying to record a million podcasts every single week to try to keep up with the demand. mm-hmm. So, but yes, I mean, if people were to go to your Instagram, and by the way, give the people the Instagram handle of choice that they should be checking out.
I am real simple. Just my name, Michelle, two L's, MICHELLE, Tamaro. TAMMARO.
Perfect. And so when they go here, they will find you, and you have shared parts of your journey here. And I mean, you have made some just fantastic progress. You look phenomenal. But with that being said, before we can get to how we got to that, we have to go way back. Like, you know, I don't know if you like Back to the Future. We got to hop in the DeLorean and go way back in time. You know, to where, like, you know, the origins and of all this stuff comes. So, I mean, let's talk about your childhood. Like, where are you from? Like, what's your story as far as like the early days?
My early days. I am from Florida. I don't know. I feel like my early days are so crazy.
Well, share whatever you would like to share. How about that? No pressure.
All right. My early days, my mom was in labor. She mm-hmm. was Canadian. We were living in Miami, and she decided she was going to have me in Canada because then I would just automatically have dual citizenship.
Right.
So she only made it to Miami, or Ocala. Sorry. She only made it to Ocala, which is, I don't know, you know, like 8 hours away from Miami.
Yeah.
I was born in my, Ocala. And I was born and raised there. My father was in the horse racing business. Ocala is one of those places where the horse racing business is very prevalent. So we did a lot of stuff there. And then I moved to Kentucky to live with my brother and sister.
Right.
And my mother was actually very, like, a lot younger than my dad. And all of my other brothers and sisters were older. When I moved to Kentucky, they were more along the lines of my, like, mother and father figure rather than my brother and sister.
Right.
So,
and I'm sorry, how old were you when you moved from Florida to Kentucky?
Sixth grade.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. I went to an Episcopalian school until fifth grade. And then when I moved up here, I was in sixth grade. And I live with my brother and sister, and I was very sick all the time because of the weather.
Yeah.
And so I live with my brother and sister, and they were my guardians. I don't know, they were very focused on their work with the family business, with the horse racing business. Until then, my dad was very focused on making sure that I did different things, like tried to do ballet or jazz or tennis or this or that. When I moved up here, my brother and sister were, you know, they were told that they had to be like a quote unquote mother father figure, but at the same time they were a brother and sisters, you know. So
and how old were they?
In their 40s.
Okay.
So I don't know, you know, it wasn't nobody like really cared for me.
Yeah.
Quote unquote, you know, like, I don't, I was just, it was, they had to go to the racetrack and race the horses and do this or do that. And it was a Turfway racing. I don't, you're not from this area. So
no.
Turfway racing is nighttime racing. And so I don't, you know, they're like, oh, it's too late for you to be out. So they just left me at the house.
All alone.
Which, you know, or they would bring me to the racetrack, which would be just cold and dark. And, you know, here's some potato chips or here's this or that. And so the weight just got put on naturally of no one really taking care of me, you know, like it was.
Right. You're just kind of eating just whatever they had available or whatever the quick and dirty, yeah, easy kind of food was. And I would imagine that you were probably not very active at the time either, because you're kind of just sitting somewhere and just, you know, kind of hanging out.
Yeah. Yeah. Like it was just, it was not, anybody was really caring for me as a child. It was just like, oh, there's this other person here that we have to take care of, but actually we're not really going to take care of her because we have to do what we have to do. You know, and as adults, like, this is our business. We have to do this. Oh, now it's just our extra responsibility, which I don't know, if you're a parent, then, you know, it's like something that internally, like, I don't, like, instinctively, like, you feel that way towards somebody, but, like, I don't know, as a sister or brother, I guess it's not there.
Right.
I don't know. I feel bad if my brother or sister like listens to this. They're gonna be like, "Oh, that's how you really felt." And that's, you know, that's just kind of what happened. It was just like they were doing what they had to do as adults to take care of their business, and then I was just there, and so I didn't really get taken care of. I was just eating or doing or sitting. And so the weight packed on, and I got very heavy. And then in high school, you know, you start to, run around and be be active.
Oh yeah.
And so I started to take some of the weight off then. And then, in the young adulthood, I felt like I was very thin, but at the same time I was unhealthy.
Okay. And that based on what you were eating pretty much or?
Yeah, I was just, you know, eating and drinking whatever I wanted to. I was living in, you don't live in this area again.
That's okay.
So, it's called Mainstrasse. And so it's like the bar district,
yeah.
You know? So I was living in the bar district and I was just drinking and partying and hanging out, but I was going to the gym and doing all those things, you know, like I'm going to go to the gym and work out and do all the things that you're supposed to do to be healthy. But at the same time, I was just drinking and eating whatever I wanted. So I wasn't quote unquote healthy.
Sure. Sure. And how would you say your like mental well-being was around this time? I mean, obviously you're drinking. So, you know, did that play a part in kind of where you were in all that or?
Yeah, it was a blurry phase. Yeah. Like it was just like, I don't know, like I'm being healthy. I'm doing these things that you're supposed to do. But at the same time I was, you know, eating whatever I wanted to and staying up late and not taking care of myself. And, you know, mentally not being there where you're supposed to be.
Right.
You know, as
you're probably dealing with some stuff or.
Yeah, I don't, yeah, I don't.
We don't have to get specific if you don't want. I'm not trying to pull you in that direction necessarily, but I'm just trying to get to the point of, I guess you just kind of had like some life shit, like hitting you. I'm guessing is where this is at, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the drinking, I guess, is to cope with that. I mean, I know that's kind of what I use it for at times.
Yes. Yeah. The drinking and all of the partying and whatnot. Yeah. Part of it to deal with, the parents passing away, the, older siblings passing away.
Right. So you've got some deaths in the family.
Yeah. The social anxiety. That, you know, like, I don't, it's easier to go and communicate and talk to people if you're drinking type of thing.
Definitely. Now, when all this was kind of happening, were the deaths kind of close together or?
I don't know, I guess the early on deaths, not really.
Yeah.
My mother and father, they were when I was younger.
Oh, I see.
My brother was, after my first child was born.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a sister pass away. Maybe after my second child was born.
I see.
Yeah. So not too close, but I guess if you think about it in the aspect of where you aren't really dealing with it,
right,
then yeah, yes, close, because, you know, it's like, oh, I didn't really think about that until now all of this is happening. So
sure. And you know, you're having the drinks, you're going out, you're trying to be social, but the drinks definitely help to be social. And so you kind of feel like, I guess, and this is all just a guess, of course, but I guess you kind of feel like, I'm just kind of holding this together as well as I can. And, you know, kind of the, you know, things are maybe falling apart, but I'm holding it together. I'm trying to survive. I'm out here trying to survive, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, you're gaining the weight. And I mean, how bad did it get before you say to yourself, you know, I need to make a change like this, you know, this is like, cause I feel like when we're bigger, like there's a lot of it that we'll tolerate. Like, you know, as mm-hmm. as I'm like 350, 360, 370, 380, I'm like, you know, I kind of like make, you know, the excuses like, well, you know, it's not that bad. I'm okay. I can still be active. And like, you know, I'm taking pictures of myself with my own angles so I can know how to make the picture look good. And you kind of just tell yourself, you know, like, oh, it's okay. It's okay. How bad does it get for you? That's part one. And then part two, do you kind of have like a specific moment where the mindset changes and you get a bit of clarity and you're like, all right, I need to change something?
The amount of weight. Like, I remember when I went into the hospital to have my first child, and this is very, I feel like I don't ever tell anybody the exact numbers, but for you, I'm going to.
Okay. Only if you're comfortable.
When I went into the hospital to have my son, mm-hmm. I did all mine, natural childbirth.
Right.
So, I went into my last appointment to have my son, and there, you know, it was like, oh, like, are you going to go in and have, you know, medicine put into you to have this baby type thing. And I was like, no, I'm not doing that. So I left my appointment and I went home, I had my nails done, and then I went to the hospital to be admitted, and I had to step on the scale, and I was like, you would think I would remember this exact number because it was so traumatizing, but I don't. I think it was like 306.
Okay.
And I remember thinking, oh my God, I would never be somebody who was like over 300 pounds. That's crazy. You know,
did you have a number in your mind that you thought you were, and maybe that contributed to like the shock, or you had no kind of like expectation of what you thought you were?
You know, what's crazy is that I knew that number because you go to the doctor all the time when you're pregnant. Sure.
yeah. So,
I knew that building up. I was like, I can't believe I'm putting on all this weight. I can't believe this is happening. But then when I went in for like the last straw of you're going to have this baby and yep. you need to get on the scale, it was like, I don't know what happened, but it was just like, that was the number that was like, what the heck? Like, and so I don't know. I've heard you talk about this with a couple of your other people that have been on here. I don't know why that was the number in my head, but like, you know, like it was just like somebody, like, you can't be over 300 pounds.
Sure.
And when I went there and I stepped on the scale and it was like 306. And I remember thinking, oh my gosh, I'm one of those people that's 300 pounds. And so after that, you know, I was like, I have to leave here and get myself back into shape. Like, I can't be somebody who weighs 300 pounds. But with that said, I'm also like 6 foot tall.
Right.
So
taller than me.
If I go, you know, yeah, I've been in the hospital since then, and people have said, you know, like the nurses have said to me, like, oh, you don't look like you weigh that much.
Yeah, because you carry it differently.
Yeah.
It's not like you're 5'5" with a belly hanging to the floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, yeah, I feel that way. Like, it's like, yeah. Like, well, like, I don't know. When they say that, I can't lie. When they say that to me, like, I was like, what is that supposed to mean? But when I see other people that like post their weight, like, you know, it's like, I don't, you know, I can see it like, oh, I see what you mean. Like, that person weighs as much as me.
Sure.
And I feel like they look, you know, like bigger than, like, oh, I don't look that big, but it's just 'cause I'm so tall. So I carry well, so I can pull it off. So even now, like, you know, I'm like, well, I weigh this, but other people weigh less than me. They might look bigger.
Right.
But, you know, I feel like more comfortable with it. I don't know if that makes sense.
No, definitely.
Yeah. I feel like I'm getting sidetracked. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
We're talking about the birth of your first kid and being over 300 or right around 300.
Yeah. So my first kid. So I went into the hospital and they told me, like, you weigh this much. And I was just like, that's crazy. Like, what the heck? So I left there and I'm going to try to make it real fast scenario.
No worries.
I was like, I can't be this heavy forever. You know, like, this is not me. This is not, I don't do this. And then I don't know, years later, like after two more kids, and after just focusing on being a mother and this and that, then I realized, like, oh my gosh, like, I'm still that weight. I'm still that weight that I thought that I couldn't be. I couldn't be that forever.
Right.
And so then, you know, then you feel like, well, that's very unhealthy. I shouldn't do that. I shouldn't do this long term. I don't know. So, yada yada yada. I feel like, you know, like, you can't do this. But I don't, you know, I can't lie. During those times, I felt like I didn't feel like I felt that big. I don't, you know.
Like, yeah, you weren't feeling like that was a problem necessarily.
Yeah, like, I remember, like, now when I look back at pictures,
right,
it's like, oh, like, you were really big. Like, why did, like, you know, you remember your mindset at that time. And it's like, I didn't think that.
Right.
I didn't think, like, you know what I mean?
Maybe you basically, I'm just guessing, you probably associated more once you heard the actual number. And then it's like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. That makes sense. I mean, 'cause, you know, when I was getting up in the higher threes, it's like, you know, you don't, when you look at the pictures, you don't necessarily always see it. And there are days where you don't feel like it, but then you hear that number and it becomes more real.
Right.
Yeah. Which can be scary as all hell. Mm-hmm. So you're kind of going through these thoughts and feelings, and you decide that, you know, you want to make a change. But I know, just in my own experience, how crazy it is that when you decide that you want to change, what a lot of us do, and you can tell me how your experience went, but what a lot of us do, we go online, we start, you know, trying to find information. The information is kind of foggy. It doesn't always make sense. We start trying 100 different things under the freaking sun. How was that process for you? Like, when you said, okay, all right, Michelle, we need to make this happen, and we need to make this happen like yesterday. So this is what we're going to do. And then what happened?
I think I went over this in Daryl's podcast. I had recently started, like, switched positions. I was a dental assistant, and then I went to be a lunch lady.
Right.
And so we only had 30 minutes for lunch. And so I just decided, it was January of 2017. And I decided I'm going to start walking on lunch. And I remember, you know, it was cold. It was so cold. And during the first few months, there was days that it was just, you know, I was bundled up and there was ice and there was snow. And there was a lady that I worked with, and she was an actual runner. And she was just, you know, she was like, yeah, like, you know, you go, like, you don't give up. Like, those are the days that you decide, like, that it's too cold or something, like, you don't do that. You just keep going. Like, you go out there and you run. Like, when it's cold and it's snowy, you run. And I was like, okay. You know, like, I'm doing it. And so I was doing it. And I was walking. And I was freezing. And I was icing over. And then a friend of mine, and I don't know, her story is this, like, whole opposite stories. I won't get into that right now. She said, I'm going to start this Couch to 5K program. Will you do with me? And I was like, yeah, because actually I've been walking on my lunch and I've been trying to walk faster on my lunch. And then I was trying to run a little bit, but I'm not a good runner. So I was trying to run a little bit, add that in. So if I do this Couch to 5K program, then, you know, like, it'll make me be a runner.
Yeah.
And so I started that, and it was life changing. I sometimes, one of my hashtags is just like, running changed my life. I hate running.
Me too.
It is horrible. I don't know how you feel, but yeah, it's just like, running sucks, right? Like,
it's the worst. It's literally the worst.
It is literally the worst. Yeah.
I have a doctor's appointment on Monday to go see my knee that is now squeaking. So that should be a lot of fun. and by the time this podcast is out, I'm sure I would have done a podcast so people know, like, what the status is of that appointment, because that'll be like a month apart. But yeah, I'm scared shitless about that. And running, I'm sure, did not help it at all. I know that more likely than anything, it was the way that I treated my body prior to making a change, which is really what screwed things up. And running on it probably certainly hasn't helped either. So yeah, that should be fun. But I agree with you, running is not fun. And for some reason, we all like to go and run for we like to pay to go running. It's fun.
Right? Yeah. It's like, what do we keep paying to do this? I don't know. Yeah. I've talked to people and they're like, yeah, it's like a horrible cult, you know?
It's true, like, though. Yeah.
Yeah. You're like, I hate doing this, but I'm going to keep doing it. Oh, you want me to pay money? Yeah, I'm going to pay money. Like, I don't know. It's terrible.
No, you're absolutely right. It's crazy. And it's just like, I don't know. We just do it. I mean, I know I do it because it's hard and I like to do hard things. This is kind of where I'm at.
Yeah. That is a good summary of it. It's just, why? Yeah. I don't know. Like, why would I do this? Oh, it's just because I can say I did.
Exactly.
I
can
tell somebody I did that and it'll feel amazing to say that. Other than that, while I'm doing it, I hate that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Like, the whole time. It's like, if I could talk to you on the phone, like, I, while I was talking to you, I'd be like, this sucks. This is horrible. I don't know why I'm doing this. Okay, it's done. Hey, I did that.
Damn, you know? Right.
You know, that whole thing I was complaining about? Yeah, I did that.
So, I mean, when you say that running saved your life, it literally did, right? I mean, that was your primary exercise as you were trying to lose the weight?
It did. Yeah, it was amazing. So I did that. And then a little bit, like, while I was doing that, I was trying these, like, little programs, like, oh, you do these, like, squats in this during, like, in the morning.
Yeah.
But for the most part, it was just running. And then I started doing different things with trying to eat better. So I was studying, like, you know, like, what were the better, like, the things that you needed to add into your life,
right,
to be healthy. And a lot of those things, you know, is just like these random, you know, chia seeds, this and that. And so I started a green smoothie that I started drinking every morning.
Right.
I started doing the apple cider vinegar, where you're supposed to drink that like at night or in the morning on an empty stomach. So do that. Hard boiled eggs, where it would fill you up and you would get that protein, and but you could eat other things.
Yep.
So I started doing that. Also with the, where I was a lunch lady, we, you know, you had to chop up lots of vegetables and things for the kids. So it was easy to eat the hard boiled eggs and eat all the vegetables because I was there, and we chopped them up and it was easy.
And I should say just really quickly, I think this is important. Yeah. Like prior to all this, like, I mean, we talked about like how when you were younger, you're just kind of eating anything and everything that was available to you. But like, as you got into your adult life, like right before you made the change, like what would you say your relationship was with food was? Were you like a binge eater? Were you just eating the wrong things? Like what was like kind of like your overall relationship with food before you started going in this direction?
I mean, I didn't have like a great relationship with food. I would, if there was, you know, something that got me down, I probably would, you know, be like, I'm going to eat a whole bunch of this or something.
Sure.
But also a lot of it was just what got me into the weight gain was, one, like I just gained all of the weight while I was pregnant. And then I decided I was a mom, and that was my main goal, was being a mom. Like, and I had to focus on that and make sure they were okay. And also I breastfed all of my children. So, you know, all those things people tell you, you know, like you have to get all of your nutrients because you're feeding these babies. So, yeah, you know, they tell you all these lies about how you can eat all of these things because you're going to burn it if you're breastfeeding. I don't believe that. I feel like I just ate a whole bunch and it never came off. So I don't know if women do that, but I didn't. I just ate a whole bunch and it stayed on there.
Yeah.
I never fed my kids a bunch of fast food or fattening food or anything. It was just, if, you know, I'd like focus on feeding them the right way and then not feeding myself the right way.
I see.
You know what I mean? Like just snacking and not eating, like, you know, you're supposed to eat 1, 2, 3 meals, this and that and this.
Yeah.
I would just make sure they had all of the right things. And then it was like, oh, you have that left on your plate? I'll pick that off of there. So I feel like it was just more of a, I focused on being a mom.
Yeah.
Versus focus on, I need to be healthy for them. And then along with that running and the walking in 2017, it was a focus on, if I'm going to be their mom, I need to actually like be their mom, you know, like I need to be there for them. And I can't be there for them if I'm not focusing on myself and being for them, like being there for them. So in 2017, instead of, I've said this on my Instagram, instead of deciding that they were my excuse.
Yes.
They were my reason.
I love that.
To if I'm going to be the mom I want to be, and if I'm going to be the grandma that I want to be, then I need to be good to myself.
Oh, definitely.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
Definitely. And I mean, as you're transitioning into, you know, trying to make these changes, I would say like early on, like, was it really difficult in the transition, or did you kind of find that, you know, along the way, wow, this is kind of cool, I can do this. I mean, or was it like really difficult for you to make some of these changes?
Yeah, I don't, I feel like talking to other parents and their kids, they're just like, I can't get my kid to eat carrots. They just want to eat chips.
Yeah.
I'm lucky. My kids want to eat healthy. Like, I don't, you know what I mean? Like, they like junk food. Don't get me wrong. But they,
who doesn't?
Who likes salty stuff? Everyone. but for the healthy thing, like, it was just like, you know, like, the more kickback I think I get is from my husband. Really?
Really? What's that all about? Do tell.
I don't know. It's like, I'm like, hey, I, at Aldi, I found this pasta. It's edamame pasta.
Right.
And so, or I don't know, it was like black bean pasta or something. And I was like, we're going to have this like spooky Halloween dish. And then he was like, yeah, that was okay. But, like, don't tell me it's pasta.
He doesn't like pasta. Like,
yeah. No, he likes pasta, but he doesn't like when it's vegetable pasta.
Oh, I see. Like, so like, if you hadn't have told him, he wouldn't have known the difference. In other words,
maybe. Yeah. Like, yeah. I feel like, yeah, like he would have been like, okay, that's fine. But like when, yeah, like I say like, hey, this is this. Then he's like, no.
Well, like,
you know, or I don't know, what are the some, oh, the pizza. I make, you know, cauliflower pizza.
Oh, I see, yeah.
Like, you know, so I, you know, I'm like, oh, I made this cauliflower pizza. He's like, yeah, it's all right. It's just it's not pizza. Don't tell me it's pizza. Because that's not bread, that's cauliflower. Like, so I get more kickback from him versus the kids, where I'm just like, how did you like that pizza? And they're like, that was really good.
Would you say he's a very picky eater? Because I mean, I know I certainly am.
Are you?
Yeah.
He loves eating different things. Yeah. The only things he's picky about is leftovers.
Oh, okay. He doesn't like leftovers.
No. Yeah. Like, you know, I'm just like, oh, I'm going to put this away. And he's just like, you know, maybe he'll take it to work the next day. For the most part, nah, that's not what he was. He's not going to do that. Like, and then he'll never eat it. And it just sits in the refrigerator. And I'm like,
well, to be fair, there are some things, and I mean, if you had a gun to my head, I probably couldn't give you a specific example right off the bat, but I feel like there are some things that I've had in the past where it's like, these are leftovers and you just get sick of it. Like Thanksgiving. Okay, there's an example right there. Like, mm-hmm. there are some people, like, especially older people, our elders, our parents, our grandparents, you know, whoever's around, you know, like, they're like, oh man, I can't wait for Thanksgiving. I could eat off that shit for a week. And like, right. I don't want anything to do with it after the first day. Like, I just, for some reason, like Thanksgiving, like I want that the day of, and I don't want to touch it thereafter. And I know how weird that sounds and I get it, but I just, there are some certain things about certain leftovers that I just cannot stand.
I mean, yeah, I get that. I get it.
Yeah.
So I don't give them too hard of a time about it.
Yeah.
You know,
what's he make about all this weight loss stuff? Is, you know, he's always been very supportive of it.
He has. He has been very supportive of it. He's tried to get into the running thing.
Yep.
So we've gone to different spurts of he's going to run. He's not going to run. He'll do some races with me. He'll recently, I don't know if you guys follow my stories. Recently, I am a stay-at-home mom. He travels to work now. Before, he worked from home. And so on his lunch, he would run the road next to our house.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, and it's actually a very trying road. I posted a post the other day about it. Like, I never did it before because I was like, I'm not doing that. It's a scary road. You know, it's one of those country roads where, like, if people drive it and they live on it, then they just drive it as fast as they can. And, you know, and so I was like, no, like, people are going to hit me. So I never did that, but he always did it. And so then, like, he decided, you know, he was like, I'm going to run these runs with you. I'm going to sign up for these races. And I hated that because he was faster than me.
Oh.
And I don't, you know, he's like one of those people, like, I don't know if you guys know this or deal with anybody like this, but, you know, you're like, oh, I've been a runner and I've been trying to run for so long. But I'm a slow paced runner. And so I deal with it. And then, like, and then all of a sudden he was like, yeah, I'm going to run too. Except I'm going to, like, really fast. And, like, you know, like, and I was like, well, what the heck? And, you know, he was like, no, like, let's run together. Like, what are you talking? Why are you putting your headphones in? We're going to run together. I was like, what? No, like, you're faster than me. And then I would not put my headphones in and he would take off and leave me. And I was like, well, that's not fair. Like, it's not nice. So that's where we are with our fitness stuff, is just that he is like a natural athlete and I'm not. Like, so, with the running thing, he took off with it and then he stopped with it. We've did a couple of races where I actually beat him because he is a natural athlete, but he, I don't know, one of those, like, where you think you are, but you're not. So he would go and, like, the horse in the hair, like, type thing, where he would take off and then I would be slowly, or not the horse in the tortoise in the hair. Where he would take off and then I would be slowly, like, coming up behind him. And then eventually, like, I would pass him because he would take off and then he would slow down and he would take off and they would slow down. And then I would just keep slowly trucking along. So we had that with our running. And then now we bought this gym for the basement.
Mm-hmm.
And he's very, very, very strong. But I don't know, you know, it's one of those things too. It's the same thing. He lifts very heavy, but he can only do so many. And then I lift less than him and I can do more. So I don't know. with, if that answers your questions on how we do. It
sounds like you guys have a nice little competition going there.
It is. Yeah. It's a competition thing. And I don't like competition, but he does. So
yeah,
we go back and forth on it.
Fair enough. I mean, I guess kind of like where you're at now, you kind of feel really good about, you know, do you kind of feel like really good about where you're at now, or do you still feel like you have a lot more you want to do?
I feel really good about where I'm at now. I have to give props to him. He just recently joined Instagram. I don't know if he actually, I feel like he just kind of joined to see what, like, I was posting.
Oh yeah.
But, he's not an Instagram person. So before then, I would never really give him props and stuff because he wasn't on Instagram. So I couldn't, like, you know, tag him or anything. But I have to, so now that I'm on here and talking to you and it's live and people are going to hear it and he needs the props. as a person that is in the fitness world, he is my rock. Lately, a lot of the classes that I go to or that I teach are 5 a.m. classes or a 9 a.m. class where he's already at work and I only have one of my kids or none of my kids or something.
Yeah.
But for the most part, before then, when I was teaching a lot of the 4:30 classes because I was being a lunch lady and he would come, you know, he would be, was working at home. He was always there. And he was taking care of the kids and holding on the fort while I was trying to focus on this fitness world. So
it's a good man right there.
I have to acknowledge that. Yeah. He was there and he was supporting me and I have to love him for that. And, all of that jazz. I feel like he, has a friend that was a running buddy and talked to him about that. Like, I don't know, you know, your wife, I'm friends with her on Instagram and she never talks about you or your, and I was like, well, cause you're not on Instagram, you know, I don't know. It's, I guess that's why I never do it.
Yeah.
So now that he is, I guess I should probably say that he's amazing. He's always there. He's helping me out. He's taking care of the kids and taking care of the house when I'm doing all of my fitness stuff. So,
well that is awesome. That is very awesome. This is the part of the podcast where I say, do you realize we've gone an hour now? Do you realize that's happened?
I do. Because I live out in the boonies.
Yes.
And so I actually drove up the road to talk to you. And I'm sitting in the parking lot of my kid's school.
Yeah.
And all of these people just showed up for like different school practices.
I see.
So that's how I know we have been going for a long time.
Well, look, we'll wrap a bow up with it on this because, like I said early on, I think you're doing great. You've made a lot of incredible, you know, you've got an incredible transformation and you look great. And so at this point now, like when you're looking towards the future, like what are like the top 3 to 5 like goals in the next like 5 years? Like, what are you looking to do? And it could be not just weight loss, but like our fitness or whatever, like just anything in general. Like, you know, what do you think the top 3 to 5 goals in the next 5 years are for you?
No, I feel like one, just to stay fit.
Sure, maintaining.
Yeah, maintaining. I feel like I talk to so many people that have issues with their weight, like oh, the scale's not moving.
Yep.
I feel like it doesn't matter. You know, I don't know how many times I can say that. I feel like everybody says that in the weight loss fitness industry.
Everybody says it, nobody listens.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, it's just like, the scale can do whatever it wants. Like, a lot of my before and after or during, month to month photos where it's like an obvious change.
Yes.
A lot of the time is the same weight. Like, you know, like, so I'm just like, listen, like, a lot of the time I weigh the same weight. And you're thinking, like, and you're applauding and you're commenting, and how did you do it? Well, I just kept doing what I was doing, you know, what you're doing, like, is just, sure. You know, you focus on getting fit. You don't focus on what that scale says, because the scale is just a number. And so I guess that leads me into the second thing, because as much as I say that, if my husband's listening to this, or, you know, is going to listen to this, he's going to be like, yeah, you say that. It's hard. It's hard to say that, you know, like, look to acknowledge that the number doesn't mean anything. And I can't lie. It does. It, you know, you look at that number and you want to think negatively. And as much as I can say to all of my followers, like, don't worry about that in my head. And when I'm talking to my husband, I'm like, oh, look at that. Look at that number. Do you see that number? It went up. And do you not understand that? Like, why? Look at this belly. Is this belly going out? Can you tell this? You know, like, he's just like, stop talking to me. Like, you know, like, stop saying those things. So, I guess my number two thing is just that I can make myself realize that too, is that, like, as much as I tell other people, like, don't worry about these things, is to make myself realize, don't worry about these things. Number three, the running, I guess, maybe. I'm a slow paced runner, so I think it's always fun to try to up your pace. I think endurance is better than my pace, but at the same time, it is always nice to have a faster pace. So, you know, hopefully maybe I can up my pace. That'd be cool.
Sure.
Number four, the weight loss fitness community family, just grow in that. I love the family and community that I have gotten from starting this. I feel like when I started Instagram, it was, I literally, like, I just, it was one of those, you know, like when Facebook came out and I start, like, you started a Facebook and then you never posted anything.
Oh, yeah.
I did that with Instagram. Like, I posted, I think my first post was like a fire. I was having a fire in my backyard and I posted a picture of the fire. And then, like, 2 years later, I was like, oh, maybe I should do Instagram more. And then, one of my, like, first posts to start all of this was just something with the running or something. And I was like, oh, you know, I don't, you know, I felt like, I didn't know what the difference was between Facebook and Instagram. Like, I was like, why do you need two social media accounts to post all of your pictures? That's crazy. And so then with the Instagram, I was like, okay, like, maybe I'll start with this, like, posting how I made this run.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. And then it just, like, grew from there. And then, And then people started reaching out, like, you're inspiring me. I was like, what? Like, I had no idea. Like, I would do that.
Your goals to somebody.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I was like, that's crazy. So I feel like, I don't know, I feel like I'm drawing out this number four, but the number four, I had no idea that I would reach as many people as I would, with starting an Instagram account and whatnot. And so that's inspiring to me. And I hope that I can continue to do that. And then I guess that leads me into number five with the inspiring. I feel like people reach out to me, and I never thought that people would reach out to me for something like that. Like, I don't know, I'm just a regular person, a regular mom, regular, I don't know, fat person trying to lose weight, you know, and eat food and try to live life. And so I can only hope that I can continue to do that and reach as many people as possible and help as many people as possible with this journey that I'm on.
Speaking of which, drop your Instagram handle one more time for the people.
Real simple, just Michelle Tamaro. T-A-M-M-A-R-O. The Michelle is two L's. I know some people always ask if it's one L or two L's. Two L's, Michelle Tamaro.
You guys got to go follow her. A great account to follow. A great lady. You got to check her out. Last thing I'll just say is, will I see you in Cincinnati next year for the pig?
I hope so. I haven't signed up yet. I am a last minute. I freak out about what I'm going to sign up for. So I haven't signed up yet.
Well, but yes, go ahead.
What I would like to sign up for is the, three-way.
Oh, okay.
Yep. The three-way with cheese, because I already signed up for the TQL series. If you're not familiar with that, it's a lot of fun. It's the beer series of the Flying Pig. And so they do a 1 mile the Friday night before all of the Flying Pig series.
Yep.
And so I'll be doing that 1 mile. And then on Saturday, if I go ahead and sign up, I'll be doing the 5K, the 10K, and then on Sunday, the half. To make it a three-way with cheese.
Well, I will say I certainly hope to see you there so that we can meet. There's going to be a ton of amazing people there. And for you, now that I know that you haven't signed up, and for the listeners, I have been partnered up with the Flying Pig directly. I am a official ambassador for the pig marathon. I was there earlier this year and I thought it was absolutely amazing. I had the best time.
That's amazing.
And so for you, for everybody else that's listening, if you're considering coming down and joining myself, hopefully Michelle, Daryl, a bunch of other great people, you can go to flyingpigmarathon.com. And when you register, I've got a code that's Gary10, that's G-A-R-Y-1-0, that's going to take 10% off your registration. So you can save a little money and register. Full disclosure, I do not make a single penny off of this, and I am completely fine with that because I'm here to help spread the word of this fantastic weekend of events. But most importantly, I think, is this community that now is going to be coming together on a yearly basis in Cincinnati. So flyingpigmarathon.com, use the code Gary10, that's G-A-R-Y-1-0 at checkout, 10% off. We hope to see you there. Yeah, let's do it.
I love it.
I love it. Well, look, I had a great time chatting with you. I want to thank you for your candidness, your willing to share your time, because time is an extremely valuable thing. And I'm glad that two strangers got on the phone on a Tuesday night for an hour and 17 minutes. This is pretty fun.
Oh my gosh. I'm excited that I got on the phone with you as well. I hope that my story came across the way it should have. My husband, when I did Daryl's, he told me, he's like, I don't know. I just feel like your story is better than the way you portrayed it. So I was like, oh my gosh. So I was so worried about how I was going to talk to you. So,
I think it went very well.
I hope it's okay. I feel like I rattle on about different things and maybe it doesn't come across the way it should. So hopefully went okay.
You are quite fine. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for your time. Thanks for doing the show. And, we'll talk again soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Remember at the beginning of the show, I mentioned a little thing called Patreon. Well, I'd love to have you join me. But Gary, what is Patreon? It's a website that is helping small creators like me raise funds to further expand their creative visions. For as low as $1 a month, you can help me further my dream of reaching as many people as possible and eventually taking the show on the road to meet all these fine people face to face and add a video element to this podcast. If you were to donate $4 a month, you'd be hearing this show a few days earlier with no commercials and getting access to my close friends group on Instagram. Donate $10 a month and you get all that plus your name read at the beginning of the show alongside other producers. But act fast, that tier is limited to 10 people. I've got a whole lot more to offer and you can get all the details over at patreon.com/Gary Cantrell. If you made it this far, I really appreciate you. Thanks so much for checking out the show and I'll talk to you again really soon. HardWorkAlwaysWins.com. It's more than just a clothing line. It's my mantra. I speak it, I wear it, I live it, and I'd love to have you join the Hard Work Squad. We're constantly adding new items to the store, including our brand new future-ish hats, which come in a variety of colors, including camo. I mean, who doesn't like camo? We also just put our famous splash logo in gold to match our OG logo, and there's so much more here. You just got to check it out. Here's the best part. Use the code PODCAST at checkout to take 10% off of your very first order and join the Hard Work Squad today.